Well, it's the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And my guest today, good friend, we go back a long ways, a few years. My guest, Graham Pagano. Welcome, Graham.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yes. We did a few recordings today.
Yeah. It's fun. Fun stuff.
Yes, it was. It was good. And, of course, I know you from music, and you've been playing music around this area for how many years?
I really started to hit it hard about 2010, so that's going on 15 years now. I guess 15 years, yeah.
15 years. Now, Graham, people see you play at George's. Where else do you play at? Around here, Aries, you played Aries a lot.
Played Aries a lot. Baker's and Hale, the Grafton Pub. Around like down south, like New Minden and Germantown, and up in Litchfield, Staunton, yeah. Mount Olive area. So,
and
Bossa Nova and Alton, I got a few coming up in May.
Uh huh. Now, are you living in Edwardsville?
I live in Fairview Heights. I do play Big Daddies in Edwardsville a lot, too, though. Yeah.
And you're married?
I am married.
Yes. Now, what's your wife's name?
Karen.
Karen.
She's a Karen. I'm married to a Karen.
Now, is Karen a musician, too? Does she sing or anything?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
You're the only one. Now, and you've got some kids?
I do. I've got 3 kids, and I'm raising 2 grandkids, and... You know, my grandson Sam plays music. He's 19 now, and he's becoming quite a musician.
The thing I like about Sam is Sam, you know, he plays music out of the 60s. You know, I just remember several years ago when he was like 15, 16, and he was playing all this genre from the 60s, which was really cool, and he nailed it too.
Yeah, he surprises me because... He's pulling stuff out that I wasn't even like George Jones songs that I Beatles, Bob Dylan, stuff like that. But, some stuff, you know, some stuff he gets through me, but some stuff he just gets on his own. And when he started playing George Jones, I was like, wow, that's great.
Yeah. Now you play solo, you play in a duo and you have a band. Okay.
Yes.
Who are you duoing with now these days?
We're called the Graham Band, and it's Mikey Lowenstein. He's actually the bass player in the rock band Hookie that I'm in. And after, you know, you remember the duo, the Graham Band used to play George's back in the day with Aaron McCoy, and then
yes.
Aaron moved to Texas, and now Mikey has replaced Aaron. And the Graham Band is probably my busiest act right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're... booked all over.
Yeah, you guys, are you a similar show?
Yeah, it's okay. Similar. It's just some differences with their vocal ranges, but mm-hmm.
How about Hookie? Now, is that a 4-piece?
The Hookie's a 3-piece.
3-piece.
Power trio, we like to refer to it as, but yeah.
And how often are you playing Hookie? When do they get going?
Hookie will really... It's sparse in the wintertime because a lot of places we play will be outside, like the Grafton Pub. So we're going to really hit it hard about May through October.
I see.
I think Grafton Pub, Baker's and Hale, Alton Night Market, the Grafton Music in the Park. We'll be around the area.
Now, Graham Pagano, that's about as Italian as you can get, isn't it?
It's pretty Italian, yeah.
And you were born where?
I was born in Buffalo, New York.
And you ended up in Jerseyville. No, I mean, you ended up in...
Fairview Heights.
Fairview Heights, yeah, in this area. How did that come to be?
Well, I after growing up, I went to a music... And graduating high school, I went to a music school in Hollywood, California, and met a drummer...
But you met a girl? No.
No, I met a drummer who was from Alton. And
really?
So We were in Hollywood, and remember the Rodney King riots?
Yes, remember those.
That's where we were at, and that day we left. We're like, all right, forget Hollywood, L.A., we're out of here. We got out in my beat-up, rusty van. It was like the only vehicle in California with rust, because it came from Buffalo, and there's no rust in the California cars. Anyways, we drove to Vegas, and so I drove across the country with Scott Robertson, who was... he's from Alton. He used to play in The Undecided, which was a big Alton.
I remember
Alton
that
band.
Group. Yeah. Yep.
He was the drummer in that band. And went through New Orleans, came out and hung out in Alton for a long time. And then I went back home and then came back down to play music with Scotty. And that's when I met my wife. And that's why I've been here ever since. So
let's go back to Hollywood.
Yep.
Okay. When those riots took off. I mean... were you like scared or what? You just want to get out?
We were just out of, it was really weird vibe. And we were like,
how long you been in town before that happened?
Oh, I think I was there 10 months.
Okay.
And then that happened and we just packed up my van and left and went to Vegas, which is 4 hours away or something. And by the time we got to Vegas, like the 7-Eleven near my house, they burnt that down.
And
it was... my roommate was like locked in the apartment. He couldn't go anywhere. And I was like, well, we're in Vegas.
Sorry.
Yeah. So we just got out in time.
Man.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. That sounds crazy.
And we're in Vegas, you know, of course.
Booking gigs in Vegas?
No, we weren't there that long. We were broke. We were just hanging out, just
gambling, trying to make some money back?
Trying to make some money, because we didn't have much to start with, but, you know, I was 19, you know. But so then we just made a big cross-country trip and had a good time going through.
And came back to his hometown area.
Went to Alton. Then I went up and actually I moved to Toronto, Canada for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then came back down to Alton.
What was Toronto like?
Toronto was, well, it was cold after living in Hollywood for a year. You go to Toronto and you're like, this is crazy cold, but, a lot of music up there.
Yeah. Mostly all English speaking, right? In Toronto or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although my stepdad, they lived up in Toronto, but he was actually from Val-d'Or, Quebec. So he's like bilingual.
Oh, okay.
So I did get a taste of that French Canadian speaking. But I was in Toronto for a year or two and decided I want to come back down and play with Scotty, because him and I kind of hit it off musically.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back down here and we had a little band going for a while, and I met my wife. And then
where'd you meet your wife at? At a club or something?
Of course. Yeah. Granny's Rocker in
Edwardsville. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
The Edwardsville one. Yeah. That's where we met.
So you were playing, or you were just hanging?
I was just hanging out that night.
What was she doing? Hanging too? Mm-hmm. Hanging out?
Hanging out, yes.
What was your line? What was your moves? What'd she do? Because I'm going to ask her about it too.
Ask her.
Don't tell me you don't remember.
You remember. It's just, it wasn't the greatest line, but apparently it worked. I said, she said something about, I had purple pants on. She said something about my pants. I have purple pants on.
What year was this?
This was 1972. No, this was about 95, maybe. 94. Anyways.
Okay.
First thing I asked her was if she could cook.
If she could cook.
Yeah, because.
You were hungry.
I was hungry. I might have had a few in me.
Can't she cook?
Oh, yeah, she cooks very well.
Is she Italian, too?
No, she's Scottish.
Okay.
But she can cook very good.
So how long before you met her, before you guys got hooked up, married?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have in studio Graham Pagano, a well-known musician here in the area. Now, Graham, so you were born in Buffalo, New York, and then you moved all over, and then you finally settled down in the area, Fairview Heights. You're playing music, but I know somewhere in your story, you end up, you start playing with a rock band, like a heavy rock band or something, right? How long did you do that?
Well, Scotty and I played for a number of years in rock, metal, and we got older, you get kids, I wasn't angry at the world anymore.
Right. Okay. And then you switched to church. You started playing.
I switched to church. Yeah. My wife started to go to church and I started to go with her, and a little Pentecostal church in Caseyville called Faith Ministries.
Yeah.
And, then
you got turned on by it, didn't you?
First thing I noticed was the band was good and the guitar player was exceptional. Paul Tindall is a great guitar player. And I was like, wow. I grew up Catholic, so I had never been to a Pentecostal church, and the whole thing was interesting to me.
You said, we were talking earlier, and you said that they would have like music for like 3 hours straight.
There was a basic structure, but they would be, they'd be led by the spirits, Yeah. So if all of a sudden they needed music in the background, the pastor would call the band up and we would play for like an hour and a half while they prayed.
So you joined up in the band.
I did end up in the band. Yeah.
Yes. And how long did you play with that band in church?
9 or 10 years.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yes.
And I had a lot of fun doing it. And you only played on Sundays?
No, we play, well, twice on Sundays, and then we'd play on Wednesdays.
Twice? In the morning and the evening?
Or yes.
Wow.
And some of those. And like, it could be an hour and a half service, or it could be a 3 hour service. It all, there's.
How big was that in your music career, playing with the Pentecostal church?
I learned a lot. And it got me into, the older guy, I really like the older gospel and the country gospel. I didn't, in Buffalo, New York, we didn't have a lot of that, but I play guitar and a lot of that was guitar based. Country music is a lot of guitar based music.
Yes.
So I was kind of drawn towards that. And I learned a lot of the fundamentals about song structure, in the Nashville, 1-4-5-6-2-6, the number, instead of just
going
on the chords.
I don't know, but I believe
So anyways, I learned a lot about that. And just to, if I was going to go to church, I'm like, well, I get to go to church and play my guitar for most of the service. So that was fun. Learned a lot about singing. I didn't sing. I forgot to say, I never sang.
You never sang?
I didn't sing until I was about 33 or 34.
Really?
Yeah.
So, wow.
And that I developed a lot of that. They've kind of forced me to at the church, which.
You didn't sing because you didn't feel comfortable singing or what? Because you've got a heck of a voice.
I did not feel comfortable. I was pretty shy.
Uh-huh. But you always had the ability to sing.
I did, yeah.
I mean.
I kind of wanted to, but I was just terrified.
You were. I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, you've come out of your shell.
Yeah. Well, and the church really helped me do that. And then I decided I didn't want to, because I was out of the bars for years. I wasn't playing, but I kind of had to itch to go back and play.
At the bars?
Something.
Yeah. Or somewhere.
Yeah. So I started to
someplace besides church.
Yeah. Because okay. I wanted to play different music that wasn't all church music.
Uh-huh.
And kind of develop coming out of my shell thing.
Uh-huh. So where'd you go?
I got an acoustic guitar and figured I would kind of do the one man acoustic thing. And I started going to the open mics, especially at the Stagger Inn in Edwardsville. They were very encouraging there.
And they're still going today. Do they still do that?
They absolutely do. Yeah. Butch Moore. I think they just had a write up on him in the Edwardsville Intelligencer just the other day.
On Butch?
Him. Yeah. Cause he's done it for like 40 years.
Really? Yeah. He's been at George's a few times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Over the years, yeah.
Yeah, he was very encouraging at the open mic. He was great, and I still see him now and again. He's a good guy.
So you started in the open mic, and then what happened? How'd you?
Landed a couple gigs.
just solo gigs?
Solo gigs. Somehow, I think the first one up this area might have been the Rotten Apple in Grafton, which I think is the third shoot now.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. I forgot how I even got in there. And so I started playing solo acoustic, started to play Shea Marilyn and Alton a lot. And then...
Oh, yeah. And they're still... Are they still operating?
They just got back in business with okay. new owners. And... Kim used to work there, said, you need to play with this guy and this guy. And then she kind of started the band. And she brought one of her employees, Mikey, who is the guy that I play in the grand band. I used to work at Shea Marilyn, and Kim was like, you need to, Mikey, bring your bass guitar to work tomorrow when Graham's here. And then he did. And then Scotty came up, and then Hookie started just from that. So I went from not playing in church to all of a sudden now I was playing solo, and now I had a band. And it's just been going since.
So, but you've been working. You have another job.
Yes.
You have a job. You do. You're traveling around. You're playing all over. How many nights a week do you play? Usually, average.
I'd say at
or
least.
How many nights a year? There's 365 days. So I just wondered how many you played.
About 125, maybe.
Yeah.
I want to say about. Two or three nights a week, and sometimes it's four or five in a row, sometimes it's one or two.
Yeah.
But
you must really like it, because I know it's a job. I mean, you go and you get done late, you know, I mean, time you get home, 11 o'clock, midnight, get up, and we haven't got your regular job.
No, I take a lot of naps. I don't do drugs or anything. I take a lot of naps.
Tell us about your regular job.
The job I have that has health insurance and a dental plan, I work at Graybar Electric.
What do you do at Graybar?
I'm an IT guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I've been there for, it'll be 25 years.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah. So I didn't even go to school for IT. I just got into Graybar, started off as customer service, and ended up in IT, and I've been doing that ever since.
Did music and IT, do they have a relationship at all?
Maybe with some software.
Uh-huh.
But it's a different world. I get to drink beer and play music, but I can't do that at Graybar. But yeah.
Dang it. Well, you could, but...
Yeah.
You know, they'd probably frown on
it. No, it's been a good job, and it hasn't interfered, like the music hasn't interfered with Graybar and vice versa, very little. So,
right.
Lucky.
You know, the one thing I notice about you when you play, do you do all your songs from memory, or do you, it seems like you can do a lot of songs from memory.
I can, yeah.
Yeah, how do you do that? Just in your brain and just some. Comes, you get started. And cause we did some recordings and you said, well, I don't even know what the name of the song is, but we're going to do it. And then, okay. Yeah. I know what the name of it is, but you just get started once you get the first few words going.
Yeah. A lot of times it's like that where once the ball gets rolling or you're on the bicycle pedaling, all of a sudden you go, oh, that was it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do have a tablet sometimes because if I'm learning a new song and I don't know all the words yet or the chords, I'll cheat. But I'd rather just do it without that. But
and I would have to think that as you're doing music in your music career, it was going along and then you probably had like scripts in front of you so you could remember songs. And then when that tablet came, where you could have a tablet, how big was that?
I fought it for a long time because I just had a big book, almost like a phone book. But then it was like, then you had to keep it alphabetized and you put a new song and you're like, well, now I got to change all the pages around. And anyways, so I got a tablet and I was like, oh, I should have went with this a long time
ago. I thought you were an IT guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't want the tablet. I didn't want the book at all, but sometimes you need it because it's not good when you forget the lyrics or the chords.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, well, you're learning, and basically when you're learning new material, you kind of need it.
And you play the guitar and you play the harmonica, and sometimes you'll play them at the same time. That's pretty interesting. And that's got to be, I mean, that's a talent. And you can really play that harmonica. You can knock that out.
I'm way better at the guitar than the harmonica, but yeah, you can. Well, the harmonica is a, I'm not like the best at it, but it's, you can kind of fake it.
Yeah.
And if you're in rhythm and you're in the right key, it just adds another element to the listener. You know, they're like, oh, there's a harmonica now. It gives them something else to kind of hear, add to the mix.
So you can do the guitar, you can do the harmonica, you do vocals. Is there any other musical talents that you have?
I can get by on drums.
Can you?
I got a bass. I can play bass. Yeah. Sometimes I would do drums and bass at the church, you know, if somebody didn't show up. So, yeah, that's about it. I understand the piano. I just can't get my fingers to cooperate. So,
well, you are a musical talent, and you play. I mean, you produce. You produce a lot of music, and we play your music here at the station. And we'll probably play some today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. And you have some originals too.
Yes.
Got some original songs.
I got some in the bag too that I'm waiting to release probably in the next couple months.
Yes.
Yeah, new album.
Today we did some covers.
Yeah.
And, anyway, it's, been fun having you in the studio today. It was fun doing some recordings today. So anything you'd like to say to end this interview?
Thanks for having me. And, you know, keep an eye out. I'm playing a lot locally.
Yeah.
GrahamPagano.com if you want to see the schedule, or find me on Facebook.
GrahamPagano.com. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Graham. Well, thanks for coming in. Have a great day. I know you got to play tonight. You're probably in a few hours. So, try to rest up and get ready to go.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Chris.